The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'Stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. The motto of the Carthusian order is Stat Crux Dum Volvitur Orbis. Stat Crux Dum Volvitur Orbis. The cross stands still while the world spins. The Carthusian order, a semi-eremitical group of cloistered monks. They're the ones I tried to join many, many years ago, but I never forgot their motto. Stat Crux Dum Volvitur Orbis. The cross stands still. World spins and spins. The world's always spinning about its cycle. It's been true down through history. There's always been some revolution. There's always been some unrest. There's always been a boom time. There's always been a time of bust. It's true in our lives. There's always tragedy. There's always triumph. There's always good times. There's always bad. The world keeps on spinning and spinning, but there's a center that never moves. What's the center? Center is the kingship of Christ. The center is God's will. And the further away you get from that center, the more you worry. You worry about what you have, you worry about what you might lose. You worry about the market up, you worry about the market down. The further away you get from the center, the more your life is pockmarked by anxiety. And it's actually not a bad examination of conscience to look at the level of your anxiety as some kind of an indication as how far away you are from the center. St. Teresa of Avila once called the center the interior castle. It's a place of peace. It's a place of security. It's a place of rest. It's a place of sanity. Question becomes, how do we get to the center, right? How do we get to the center? Well, gospel here today, it kind of gives us directions. This is Jesus' last parable he ever spoke. He said this on Tuesday of Holy Week. It's 72 hours before he dies. The parable of the vineyard owner. And of course, it's an allegory. Everything in here represents something, and it's directed to the chief priests and the elders of the people, but it's just as much directed to you and me. Who's the vineyard owner? God's the vineyard owner. What's the vineyard? Well, originally it was the people of Israel and the land of Israel that was the vineyard, but by extension, for you and me, the vineyard is our lives. And, who's that vineyard owner again? Yeah, God is. Not you. None of us is the master of our own lives. If you haven't noticed, we're totally not in control. And right into that uncertainty comes a temptation as old as the Garden of Eden. Let's get rid of the vineyard owner's son and then we'll take over the vineyard for ourselves. A temptation as old as the Garden of Eden. If I can just overthrow the vineyard owner, then I'll be the master. If I can just get rid of God, then I'll finally find peace and freedom and I'll decide what's right and I'll decide what's wrong. If I can just get rid of God, then I'll effectively become God. Temptation as old as the Garden of Eden. Ignore God's kingship. Ignore God's commandments. Well, what happens to us when we do that? Do we gain everything? Nope. Just the opposite. We lose everything. Just like Adam and Eve lost everything. Just like the people of Israel lost everything. First thing we lose is our peace and our freedom. Pardon me for being an amateur psychologist here, but I think at least half of the things people are suffering from out there are the consequences of a guilty conscience. Now, I've heard it said that a clean conscience is the softest pillow. First thing we lose is our peace, we lose our freedom, we lose our relationships. Nothing kills a relationship more than ego. And there's nothing more egotistical than thinking that you're the center of the universe. Keep it up long enough and we lose our souls. And God wants us to remember this, and this is something I think we want to pray through throughout Lent, and of course throughout all this craziness that's happening all around us right now. Be at peace knowing this. You're not in control. However, you are deeply, deeply loved by the one who is. Pray that God himself will become the center, his will, his kingship. It's kind of like what they say in the book of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. And if we acquire that, we can be at peace for ourselves and be a sign of hope to everybody else. Amen.